Hello and welcome to In Depth. It is the PSA program here on a Sunday morning on all Lotus radio stations. I am your host, Ian Sorensen. In the studio is the mistress of all things nonprofit. It is Meredith Tanzer. How are you?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Wow, made it all exotic and foreign. I love
it. Well, it's Sunday morning, so, you know, people should want to feel a little fancy.
Let's pump them up for a Sunday morning. That's a good idea.
I like it. Well, you look real pretty out there in Radioland.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then thank you for listening to everyone who is. And whoever isn't, you're not hearing this anyway, so it's okay.
And shouldn't you be more involved? So maybe you should just set a reminder in your phone.
And seriously, getting people involved is what you do. You're such a good motivator here in our community, and you have a variety of things to talk about involved with a variety of organizations. Let's start it off with your baby, our center.
It is my baby. I love that little nugget.
I know.
So our center, we're an LGBT community center here in Northern Nevada, and we have a community center down on Wells Avenue near the roundabout. So please, anybody is welcome to stop by. You don't need to be LGBT to go there. Just don't be a jerk.
There we go.
Come in, take a tour, check out our library, our art space, or maybe you need to rent a room for some occasion or training, and we are your place. So please come down and check that out. We've worked very hard and have a crew of volunteers that make that place as magical as it is. And I feel like that's a real tribute to our overall community, that people will show up and work for 4 hours for free in the betterment of Northern Nevada.
Yeah, I know. And I see I go in there a lot because I'm doing this thing for you guys. I'm not going to get into it because that's very self-congratulatory. But
Get Bent.
It's called Get Bent. It's going to be a really cool kind of musical review thing. But I see a new face every time I go in there.
Yeah, most of the
either at the reception desk or just kind of hanging out. It's really cool.
It's a nice space, and I think the volunteers take one shift a week. It's only 4 hours, so you don't have a tremendous time commitment, but we are always looking for volunteers, by the way. But in 4 hours, it gives them enough time to get connected to the space, and they can kind of set their own tone. They all choose their own music and videos that are in the background, and it's great with organizations or groups like Get Bent that's coming in. You guys use our space 3 times a week, and it's collaborated through Three Sisters Productions, and they had this great idea to put together a performance, and it's benefiting our center, but it's lovely for us that you're practicing in our space. So we get to see videos of you dancing around, acting all crazy, but that is so much a reason for why we created the center. So in that way, here's this whole group of actors and creative people that are in our space and infusing it, and they're able to do it. Three Sisters is able to imagine their genius and see it come to life. There's a gazillion people in the cast, it looks like, for that particular show.
Yeah.
So we're just grateful that
it's
it can happen.
It's really
there.
Diverse. At least that's been my firsthand experience. The age range is crazy, and it's really cool, though.
I love it. And everybody working together. And now you're going to inspire some young people, and you're probably helping some old people feel a little younger.
Yeah.
So we all need that a little.
Most definitely. So yeah, that event is coming up. It's going to be in November.
Yeah, and we'll promote that on our Facebook, and it'll be on our website as we get closer to that. But definitely people should look out for it, because that'll be a fun family event. And if you have anyone in the LGBTQ community, it will sure be eye-opening and very supportive of what your friends and family are going through or have gone through. So we'll make sure to get you some more information.
Oh,
Ian will probably have us back.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm very biased on this account. So
I'll sing some tunes for you. I mean, you'll need to, I don't know, put on some.
I can do some auto-tuning.
Okay, I'm in. I heard Cher, she could do it,
totally.
I can do it.
Yeah, why not? What else you got going on? I mean, we got Get Bent coming up in November.
So much. Okay, so we are reviving. For years, before we actually had a center and before we did programming, we held something that we called the community meeting. And it was basically a coming together of all sorts of people in the LGBT community, their nonprofit organizations, but also community members at large that wanted to talk about the direction of the LGBT community and the greater diverse community in Northern Nevada. So we've had a year and a half of being in our building, and we've learned so much. We've had so many groups come to meet there. But where we're at now is that we want to bring those community meetings back and look to the next 2 and 3 years of the center and see where the community really wants the center to shift and move towards. because we didn't and weren't able to open a center without the input of the community.
Right.
And it makes sense that as we're looking for the next couple of years, that we are getting everyone back involved and focused. And if we're doing something that people are not enjoying, then we need to hear about that. In the same way, when people go to a restaurant and they leave and they have crappy service, they don't tell anyone, they just blast them on social media. Well, maybe you should call the manager.
Yeah.
So in our case, let us know.
Constructive criticism, please.
Yeah. It's not harsh and we don't always take it personal, but we can improve. Mm-hmm. So let us improve. Let us be the best community center that we can be. And we can only do that with community support. So that happens on October 18th.
October 18th.
Bring a notepad, bring your friends, bring your kids, and let's talk about how we can do things better. I mean, one suggestion we had a couple of months ago is we really needed a Girl Scout troop, and bam, we have a Girl Scout troop.
Get out of here, really?
And I was a Girl Scout when I was young. So honestly, in my pyramid of lifetime achievements, the fact that we have a Girl Scout troop, I got to be in the friendship circle. So
beautiful.
Yeah. And that's all from community feedback. Who would think that the Girl Scouts would meet there? And now the Girl Scouts meet there. So that's pretty exciting.
Cool. And so actually, while we're on the subject of moving forward and in different directions, do you have a direction in your mind that you kind of want to move the center? Any new endeavors you want to embark upon? Any future plans? I don't know what's in your head.
I'm always thinking about the center and researching other centers around the country. I think where we need to go is expanding our volunteer base. We've spent the last couple of months really looking at volunteer systems to make it easier to volunteer. But then I would think our next stage after that would be to bring on maybe a community center manager. I don't know what we call it title-wise. Person that's in there more often than other people.
Yeah. .com.
But to bring on somebody that's committed there like 15 hours a week or 20 hours a week to help with volunteer appreciation and help maintain the center and some of the small things that get overlooked. When we're all volunteers, if somebody runs out of water, we sometimes don't know. And then we get 12 texts. Oh my God, we're out of water. Well, we need to know a week ago.
Right.
Nobody could just run out and get it. We all work a million other commitments. So I would think that we need to add a staff part-time and then start to look at some more mental health programs and services, more group sessions for counseling to maybe take a little bit of the stigma away. It's not something, group counseling isn't always very easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
It sometimes comes with a little bit of fear or embarrassment that you're talking about whatever's going on in your life. But in all reality, if we want to be the healthiest people that we imagine in our brain, then we should be talking about things. And if things are stressing you out, you should be talking about it. And sometimes if it's in a much more supportive environment, then you're also a little bit more accountable to making change.
Right.
So I would think that that would be something that we'd really look at. With so many people in distress right now, and I can tell you in the last 6 months, our calls have gone up like crazy here. By parents that don't know how to deal with their kids that might be coming out as LGBT. We don't have enough trans resources in Northern Nevada to even have greater discussions about gender. Mm. So we touch on it minorly in school, but if you're no longer in school, where are you having conversations about gender? Where are you having conversations about being different and supporting people's differences? We don't really talk about that on the day-to-day, except for when Target goes rogue and creates non-gender identified aisles in their store, because essentially they're just toys. But that became a big conversation. Why?
Yeah.
Who cares? I wanted to jump out of trees. I always had my Barbie, but I wanted to jump out of trees.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wear pink, but I was still a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other girls that don't want any of that that want to be boys.
Yeah, there's shades of everything.
Yeah.
It's not binary. There's definitely not binary or even beyond that, you know? So,
yeah.
You know,
and why are we continuing to have that discussion and then alienating a group of people, many of which are very young? So all these young kids that are coming out and having issues with their gender and or sexuality, sometimes both, sometimes completely separate. Why are we making it harder for them?
Right.
Are there not enough difficult things looking around our country right now that need our attention, that we need to worry about someone's personal well-being and how they feel true to themselves?
Right.
I've been gay for 20 plus years. I mean, like practically a million. But you know, I've thought about it over the time. Like, would I want to be something different? Could I be something different? Could I just be a plain old straight girl walking down the street or whatever? It makes me who I am, but I can tell you, it is not always an easy road. I've been called every horrible name that you can imagine, and generally, I try to be a good person. So I don't know why people have any sort of time to be judging anybody else.
It's just a waste of energy.
Yeah, go do your own laundry, commit to your community, pay your taxes, get involved, and be done with it. You don't really have to spend any time thinking about me.
Exactly. And going back to the kids who are coming out as LGBT or non-gender specific or whatever, it's hard enough to grow up just in life. Like, growing up sucks.
Yeah.
You know, you hit puberty and it's crazy. So on top of that, if you're struggling with your identity, that's even harder. And why would you, you know, weigh somebody down with guilt when
it comes
to that? And
that's at the core of your being.
Yeah.
Think about just how you get by every single day going to a restroom in your own house, mm-hmm. right? How you put on your clothes, what you choose to wear. So that's at the center. And if that part of your life and being isn't grounded, then how are you going to develop to contribute in other ways?
Yeah.
You're just not going to be able to. And you're going to be angry, and you're going to cut, and you're going to try to commit suicide, and you're going to lose powerful connections within your family, all of which happen on the daily. We get calls about. I get parents calling me crying in the middle of the night because they don't know how to deal with their kids, or they've dropped them off at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. There's a gay center. Just go there.
Wow.
Really? You're going to put a kid out on the street for that? Maybe put a kid out on the street because they don't clean up their room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or get involved. Like,
yeah.
Come into our center, too. And it's kind of lovely that you said it's the center of who they are, our center.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a little double meaning there,
yep,
which is really a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's, we just need to continue to be educating. We have done, I think, 19 safe zone trainings in the last year and a half.
Okay.
And that really is just general awareness. You don't have to, nobody's trying to convert you. Really, we don't have enough toasters for everyone. So people don't need to worry about that. Just come and be elevated. Come and learn about different people and the way that you learn about different faiths and the way that you learn about different cities you're going to go and tour. You know, it's just one more thing to understand, and it's confusing, and people make mistakes, and they use the wrong pronouns, or they don't know what pronouns to use.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's A-okay.
You're learning.
Talk about it, move on, and don't make it weird.
Okay.
Really.
There we go. Gosh.
So that's actually a good transition, because what's coming up on October 11th, it's National Coming Out Day.
Woo!
I've woken up singing today, so when that happens, I just can't always stop it. National Coming Out Day happens around the country and actually around the world. Lots of cities honor it and speak up about it. In the schools, there's generally programs about it. So on October 11th, National Coming Out Day, generally in schools, there are a lot of programs that talk about kids coming out, or there's some kind of inner activity that kids can participate in. But at the center, of course, we feel like it's important that we support that and let people come out in all sorts of areas. So maybe you're lesbian, you're gay, you're bi, you're trans, you're pan, you're an ally, which is one of my most favorite acronyms in that whole alphabet soup, and that is ally. And those are friends of me, Meredith Tanzer, or friends of anybody else that's in that LGBT community. And if the gays, LGBT, are 10% of the population, then 90% of the population are allies.
Mm.
So you are important to my success in the world, and you're important to not be passing on crappy information and being supportive of people around you. So at the center, there will be self-guided activities. People can write out their coming out story if they'd like to do that.
Wow.
And then at 7, we do a panel. So we try to have it pretty diverse in terms of who's talking. It's moderated by Yvonne Allen, who's the head of the Equity and Diversity Department up at TMCC, and she has moderated a number of panels for us. So she's coming to moderate, and we have a couple of people, Ekaterina, who is a volunteer at the center, who basically came to volunteer at the center because she's from Russia and didn't see her friends being supported there. Wow. So really beautiful way to get her to be there. She was just tired of some of the stuff she was seeing, and she really just has come around and been like an angel to us.
Beautiful.
There's a young woman named Paula Rose who's coming in. Tony Torres has a very interesting coming out story dealing with faith. Sim, who's up at TMCC and at the university and is in charge of or heavily participates in the video game orchestra.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is super rad.
No, I mean, I've seen them perform a couple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, a video game orchestra.
I know.
So cool.
Really cool.
And Sim was also honored as our leader under 30 at the Harvey Milk Award. So here's a young kid that's doing all sorts of great things in our community. And then we also have Heidi Adkins, which many people know.
Right.
Who she and her husband actually came out sort of in the Reno News and Review and talked about how they have a different kind of relationship than other people expect. So she'll be on the panel as well.
That's really cool.
It's pretty diverse in terms of ages, in terms of gender. And it's a good time for people just to come together. Maybe you're not ready to come out. You can come and sit in the back row. Nothing's going to happen to you. Or maybe you just meet somebody else that says, hey, I want to hear your coming out story, or I want to acknowledge that I understand that you're gay. And mm-hmm. sometimes that's all we need.
All right.
So that's October 11th, so don't miss out on that. And then October 28th is, Halloween Hollow, which happens downtown. It's by the Riverwalk Merchant Association. It's an annual event. I think they've done it 6 or 7 years. I got to help plan the first 2 years. But it's a free family event that honors Halloween and spookery and ridiculousness and costumes and trick-or-treating and candy overload for your little people.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I would definitely say check that out. And then lastly, we're doing something with the Association for Charity and Events. It's a group called NACE, and they host every year something called the Impact Awards. And so every year they pick a new charity that they want to honor and they want to highlight and they want to raise money for and basically just highlight to all of these professionals in town. So many of the people that attend are working in some of the finest restaurants, casinos, hosting events around the country, mm-hmm. and they all come to Reno for this one event. So that is on November 2nd. Or November 20th, sorry, up at the Silver Legacy. So if you like a fancy pants time, then I would suggest that. And we have a silent auction and a live auction that's happening at that event. And as a result of building a very strong relationship with some local women in town, hashtag the Karens, it is rumored, although it's real, it is rumored that there will be a red Porsche available. You need to buy tickets and you could be driving away with a super rad red Porsche.
Get out of here.
Donated to benefit our center.
What?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I won't charge you any extra if you'd like to chauffeur me around. And if you'd like to cover it with glitter, I will do it free of charge. So I just want to let you know I'll be available anytime. I have a red scarf. It'll be very cute.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh my God, you just ran the gamut of events. You guys are busy.
I feel so lucky. I mean, thank you for having us.
Oh, it's such a beautiful thing to have you here.
It is a beautiful thing to have community support and to be able to talk about something that we raised money for 7.5, 8 years for. And now it's a real thing. I can walk in the door and drop a bin off or buy a gay shirt without having, or a rainbow flag, which previously you could only go to adult stores to get. Now you could just walk in off the street and get gayed up. So thanks for having me here.
Meredith Tanzer, thank you for coming in. You're always looking for volunteers for Our Center. How can they find you online? Just
OurCenterReno.org. Okay. Otherwise, we have a sign up online, and that shows all sorts of sign ups that we have because we have the homeless youth count coming up in January.
Okay.
So starting November 1st, we're really looking for volunteers for that event. But you can always reach out to me directly. You can connect to me through Ian, but reach out in any way possible. Even if you have a minute of your time, we have a minute of ways that we can exploit that. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you.